Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, if you want to check out social media platforms, I'm going to show you some video, audio. Does it matter? Well, if you're a visual learner like I am, it does. If not, we're broadcasting into 157 cities across the country, as well as 53 countries across the globe. And again, with that said, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe today. Subscribe today, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now, listen, one of the things that I've been talking about over the last couple days, as a matter of fact, yesterday we were talking about that new documentary movie based on facts, is the true story of Alone in Berlin, where two individuals, a mother and a father, sent their son to war on the behalf of Adolf Hitler's war, and they began to understand who Adolf Hitler was after their son was killed in the war. And so what happened is he began to, as I said yesterday, he began to write little cards speaking out against Adolf Hitler, the Third Reich, the SS, the list goes on, and his regime for what it was. He was calling it out. And so what's interesting to note is the only way that he could get information out to become German, the resistance force in Germany during that particular time, was to write little square cards and to speak out against his regime and basically telling the people of Germany it's time to put a stop. There's also other movies, too, friends, that are based on fact. There was something called Anthropoid that was in Czechoslovakia. There was also something called Valkyrie. Colonel Stauffenberg did his best to try to take out Adolf Hitler after the fact. And then we had something called Conspiracy, which was the Final Solution, which Reinhard Heydrich was a part of, as well as Adolf Eichmann. There's also a movie that's based on fact with Adolf Eichmann, and that is the... Judah, what was that, the finale with Eichmann? The finale. Oh, that's what it's called, I guess. Okay, so I didn't need to stutter there. But with that said, friends, there's a lot of history coming out, and there's a lot of parallel concerning what took place during that particular time. But they're also showing you the flags. They're showing you what it took to make things happen during that time. But I want to go back to this movie, a documentary on these two individuals, the mom and the dad, that basically started to go after Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. They put out like like, I believe, 237 cards was the number, and only 18 of them didn't make it to the Gestapo. So there's a lot of people turning on each other during that particular time. And it took them about 2 to 3 years to get a hold of these two. That was their version of speaking out against tyranny. And that's why yesterday we spent so much time showing you the value of the First Amendment, because it's our bulwark against tyranny. And the very things that were taking place back in Adolf Hitler's time is exactly what's happening here, friends. They're consolidating power, which is a fascist state. And with that said, friends, what they're doing is they're censoring their opposition and those that are not going along with them. And they're promoting those that are going along with them. And that's illegal in this country. It's called a monopoly. And if you put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18, you'll understand that as well. And that's up to us to bring justice. It's not for us to sit back and expect the Lord to do for us what he's commanded us to do. But anyways, friends, there's a lot of similarities going on. And we've talked about the Fourth Reich. This has proven to be true. Many people are talking about how the Third Reich never died. The Fourth Reich is right in front of us right now. And interestingly enough, the way that these things are transpiring are nothing but very supernatural through giftings concerning this ministry as to how these things are transpiring. And now the country is following that lead. And we praise God for the Holy Ghost, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He leads us, Romans 8:14, and he has not changed, Hebrews 13:8 as well. Now, the reason I'm saying this, friends, is because in Texas, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but in Texas, they actually, the social media platforms, the censorship law goes into effect after a federal court lifts the block. And you guys all know about Section 230, right? And basically, Section 230 was used on social media platforms to basically put a stop to pornography. By the way, for those that didn't know, that used to be illegal in America all the way up until 1968, okay? Because the church still had control in the vetting process as to what was released to the populace and what wasn't. When they went derelict of duty and they said they didn't want to do it anymore, well, guess what? The Satanists picked it up and they started saying everything's legal now. And that's what you're seeing in federal and state governments throughout the country. Well, there's some states that are not going to put up with this. And the reason I'm saying this is, again, Section 230 was there to basically put a stop to pornography. Okay? We can see Section 230 was used. In fact, it was put in place, and don't act like they don't know what they were doing, because they did. They put that in place to basically indemnify themselves and using big tech companies to protect themselves concerning their crimes against the people in both state and federal government. And they are working along with the mainstream media. And again, as I've said so many times, do not fail to understand that they are subversive to American government. They're trying to normalize the crimes. They're trying to Europeanize America. Well, again, as I said, friends, in Texas, this isn't flying. The law passed during a special session last year, and banned social media platforms with more than 50 million monthly users like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube from removing a user or their posts over a viewpoint. It also requires them to publicly report information about content removal and account suspension. So they're not just getting a pass any longer there in the state of Texas. And again, I just wanted to let you know, over in Poland, if freedom of speech is violated by Facebook, did you know that for every violation that Facebook censors free speech there, there's a $2 million fine laid on Facebook? I just want to make clear that you understand those people over in Poland, they understand the price of free speech. Let's not learn this lesson the hard way, friends. Let's not learn this lesson the hard way. Freedom of speech is the bulwark to our freedom, and we better tear down these unconstitutional illegal laws, friends, because they only mean to put them up to defend themselves against the truth that exposes them for their lies. Romans 3:20. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just getting you caught up to what's going on here. After the show yesterday, this is what pulled up, social media platforms, first thing. I sense that they're trying to desensitize people to get them to the position of accepting this as being the norm, and it's not normal. It's judgment. Read Jeremiah 9:22 when you get a moment. Jeremiah 9:22, but Cindy Williams, do you remember Laverne and Shirley? I remember that from being a little kid. She's dead at 75 years old. I wonder what happened there. You know, we should just all sit back and play stupid to that one, too, I suppose. And then we have Dangerous Dame, the pioneer Oakland rapper, has reportedly passed away at a young age. I wonder how he died. Anybody have any information? 1-866-582-9933. Need some help on this one. I'm just confounded. We have Ty Wells, 1999 to 2023. He's 24 years old, folks. He mysteriously dies. And again, nobody knows why that happened. I'm certain of it, especially in the mainstream media. And if they do die, they just don't know the cause of death, right? That's the new thing. Barrett Strong, Motown's first hitmaker, and I heard it through the grapevine, songwriter, dies at 81. Now, again, I'm not saying that they all died from the experimental jab, but again, pay attention to the timing here. It is unprecedented what's taking place in this country, and we were warned about this a long, long time ago, and I'm talking about the last 3 years. I remember when Tenpenny said, wait until 2023. She said, most recently, Tenpenny came out and said it's going to be a tsunami. Guess who's talking about that 3 years ago? Well, we reported on that concerning the dream that we received here. We have Tyler Suitors, news anchor, dead at 53 years old. 53 years old. I wonder what's going on. He must have been one of those health nuts, too. And I, you know, the new diagnosis, friends, is that, you know, it's not good to exercise. In contrast, everything we've been told for decades in this country. Now we have John Adams, longtime Cleveland baseball drummer. He has died. I'm not making this up, folks. This is easily found on your social media platforms. We also have none other than another individual here. I'm going to pull it up because they got their advertisements. Gary Smith, producer, dies at age 64, and again, of course, nobody knows how he died. Then we have a 24 runaways actor Annie Wersching has died at age 45. This is all brand new. And the reason, again, I'm laughing, folks, is because you can't not see this happening in front of your face today. This is all brand new since yesterday's show. Kylie Smain, pro freestyle skier, dead at 31 years old. Oh my goodness, can you make it up? You really cannot make it up. Folks, again, Jeremiah 9:22. Read it when you get a moment. In the meantime, I need to get to this because I have so much content when it comes to the Second Amendment, new content. And folks, I could do 5 more videos on new content from our forefathers as to why we have the Second Amendment. But the good news is there's still people in the United States of America, especially on the state level, namely the sheriffs and the police officers, that are saying absolutely no to any unconstitutional legislation concerning the Second Amendment. Now, we talked a little bit about this last week, but I want to pick it up because I want to be an encouragement to the people that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2, and understanding how their rights came about. It came through much sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears. And that's why we have what we have today. There's freedom nowhere on this planet, friends, where someone didn't sacrifice themselves, firstly, to get it to us in passing the baton of freedom. And, of course, that comes from the Lord, 2 Corinthians 3:17 as well. Now, let's get to this. Thomas Jefferson said, commonplace book, quoting 1860, century criminologist Caesar Beccaria in 1774 to 1776, he said, the laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws makes things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather than to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. Of course. Again, common sense comes into play. We were doing high school assemblies, I'm thinking 12 years back. We were in Missouri, and we were at we went inside of a restaurant, and the first thing I noticed was a no guns allowed inside of this restaurant. And I looked at the girl, she's probably 16, 17 years old, and I said, you know what you're saying to criminals, don't you? And she said, yes, I do. She's saying, rob us. That's what she said in response to what I told her. I said, that's exactly it. I mean, you see, and this is rare as hen's teeth, friends, where you're seeing people with pins on that say, proudly disarmed. I'm not making it up. Proudly disarmed. Let me ask you something. Where is 90 to 94% of all massacres take place? In gun-free zones. Do you understand? Okay, so the criminals are looking for disarmed individuals so that they can actually assail them or commit crimes, obviously, right? And so to suggest that we're going to give the message to the people that we're disarmed only invites criminals. Matter of fact, back in the 80s, there was a town called Kennesaw, Georgia. We do a whole piece on this. And what they did was the city council suggested to all the people in Kennesaw, Georgia, to go ahead and arm themselves concerning the town in which they lived. A majority of the people did, and their crime rate almost stopped instantaneously. What they did is they took a camera crew to the local prison, the prison that was closest to Kennesaw, Georgia, and they asked them the question, so have you ever taken the time to go into Kennesaw, Georgia? They were asking the question to the criminals. Have you ever taken the time to go into Kennesaw, Georgia to commit the crimes? And they said, no, we never went to Kennesaw, Georgia, because that was an armed community. Okay? Again, common sense comes into place. And you know what's interesting? If people just open their eyes, when you're in New York, if you take the time to go into New York, go over to the United Nations building, and notice how they have right out on the front of the building. Here's a matter of fact, I want to show it to you so you can see for yourself. United Nations building. And I want you to see the gun snubbed in the front, so you can understand the hypocrisy in which they're playing. So if you look at this, it's a big picture of a pistol, hand pistol, and what it has, folks, is little snub tied right here. In other words, we need to get rid of the gun. See, the problem is that the people would take the time to go inside the front gate or the front door to the United Nations. Guess what they have right there? They have armed guards protecting those that are trying to disarm the population. Did you hear what I said? They have armed guards at the front door, and they're protecting those that are trying to disarm the people. And again, Americans, you have to ask yourself why that is. Because history teaches us what it's always taught us. A disarmed people are made of prey, and they're easily enslaved. We all know this, right? Let me give you another quote here by James Madison, Federalist number 46, January 29, 1788. He said, "Besides the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, listen carefully, there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people. There's a reason for that, and it has nothing to do with hunting." He goes on and says, "The existence of subordinate governments to which the people are attached and by which the militia officers are appointed, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, read it." Then he goes on, James Madison does, and says, "It forms a barrier against the enterprises of ambition." That's what you're seeing. "More insurmountable than any which a simple government of any form can admit of." Okay? James Madison said that. Let's go over to St. George Tucker. I'm teeing this up for you, friends. Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England, 1803. He said, "This may be considered as the true palladium of liberty. The right of self-defense is the first law of nature." Okay? There is a reason lions have eye teeth, fangs. There is a reason that oxes have horns. Nature teaches us that God put them on those animals to protect themselves from those predators that mean to make them a prey, right? So he used the very analogy of the first law of nature is the right of self-defense. In most governments, it has been the study of rulers to confine this right within the narrowest limits possible. And wherever standing armies are kept up and the right of the people to keep and bear arms is, under any color or pretext whatsoever prohibited, liberty, if not already annihilated, is on the brink of destruction. So, in other words, and history does teach us this. We do a whole show on that as well. What happens to nations after disarmament? There's mass genocide. And every given analogy of history or point of history concerning disarmament, it's a scary thought. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Big time warnings for those caught in that big time ice storm in Central Texas.
Because of icing, Many roads in Texas will remain very dangerous for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the ice that's caused at least one death on the roads. Nearly half of the flights out of Dallas's two big airports have been canceled so far today. For now, New York Congressman George Santos will not serve on the two committees he was assigned. The word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The speaker is set to meet with President Biden at the White House tomorrow to talk about the debt ceiling. House Republicans have called for a hike in the ceiling to be tied to budget cuts. The president today said, let's see that budget. A new report from the online bank Lending Club shows 64% of us said in December we are living paycheck to paycheck. That's up from 61% in December of 2021. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to play this video for you, and then I want to get back and I want to lay some lawful precedent on you just to show you the criminal conduct of those that sat incumbent in government that are trying to disarm you even today. It's something that I played the other day, but it's worth rehearsing in our ears. And again, understand who's the one that's calling for disarmament in this particular video. This is insanity, folks. It truly is.
Storm and confiscate his legally owned weapons, a man that was not under criminal investigation nor under arrest. Would you do it?
The red flag laws would.
That's a yes or no, brother. I got 5 minutes to make an hour and a half statement here.
It's more than a yes or no answer.
We'll move on then.
No, it's not.
If you cannot say yes, you would confiscate weapons from an American citizen that was subject to this law that my colleagues intend to push through this Congress, then you said in your statement that you would confiscate those weapons if an American was determined to be, your quote, a threat to themselves or others. According to that law, determined to be is defined by an anonymous tip that an American citizen a threat to themselves or others. You're a police commissioner, a thin blue line brother, sworn to uphold the Constitution. Would you go to your neighbor?
Okay, so there again, folks, you're seeing that there are those within the United States that are willing to go ahead and push the unconstitutional envelope, those that have the badge on. And what bewilders me more than anything, and I think of Numbers 30 verse 2 concerning oath, and Deuteronomy 23 verse concerning oath. It's amazing how these people they take it so lightly. And I'm thinking of the third commandment right now, where the Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. For it tells us after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, the Lord will bear witness to your compromise and your hypocrisies, your infidelity, your treachery towards the people that you're supposed to serve. They're supposed to uphold that law. They're not supposed to tear down the law and recreate it in a global image, friends. And what amazes me about it is how they are so set and how they just overlook the fact that they swore an oath to uphold those laws with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they'll do just that. And then they do the exact opposite. And that's what you just seen. This is what you just heard. A police commissioner saying these new laws that undermine the Second Amendment. You know what? It takes more than just a yes or no answer. No, it doesn't. Because when I read the Second Amendment, what does it say? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, shall not be infringed. What is difficult to understand about that, friends? Well, we're seeing across the boards that people are not going along with it, especially the good cops, especially the good legislators that are actually doing their job, and the good sheriffs within, and the good governors, if there is one left in the United States of America, that are saying absolutely not to your unconstitutional acts. And there's only one reason anybody would want to disarm. The reason they want to disarm is because they want to enslave. Well, if anybody ever doubted anything like that, let me tell you exactly what it's about. Because when I think of George Mason, what did he say? He said back in June 14th of 1788, he said to disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. If you got any questions concerning the Second Amendment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We see what happened there in Illinois. Where up to date, this is as of January 14th, folks, 80 counties in Illinois alone have said no to the governor's edicts. And what's absolutely amazing about it, and I showed you a map the last time we talked about this very topic, but it's interesting, even during the video, how this said governor, J.B. Pritzker, how he has a smile on his face, acting as if he's representing the people of his state. Well, folks, we already have 80 counties in Illinois saying absolutely we will not enforce the state's assault weapons ban. Why? Well, do you remember just, what was it yesterday, friends, that we highlighted all these agencies, firearms and arrest authority of U.S. federal agencies? Folks, they're trying to bring forth unconstitutionally standing armies that will war against the American people, as you just heard. And what's interesting is when you look at this, this is over a year old, but it's interesting to note that more than a few eyebrows were raised back in 2010. Yes, I'm going back to 2010, when the United States Department of Agriculture, bought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns to arm 73 federal agents and government agencies with. Now, why would they do something like that? And then I went on and I started to show you frontline federal law enforcement agencies. Again, keep in mind, many of these agencies are absolutely unconstitutional. Okay? And it doesn't matter what their names are. It's interesting how they're all being armed. And who are they being armed against, friends? That's what people need to begin to ask themselves. Well, I'm here to tell you, the Department of Defense already labeled 72 different definitions of who the terrorists are. And they just happen to be guys and girls like me and all-American girls in the United States. And again, this is not information that you can make up in any sense of the word. But I want you to, again, be encouraged, because when you hear sheriffs in 80 counties in Illinois saying they will not enforce state's assault weapons ban, it shows you who the criminal is. Here, just let's take it line upon line. Why did they say no to the governor? And does this not expose the governor for who he really is and who he really works for? Because it's not the people. And folks, let me ask you another question. Is this not enough for the people in the state of Illinois to stand up and impeach this guy and prosecute him? And what I really want you to catch here, friends, is the fact that this message right here, that 80 counties in Illinois said that they will not enforce states' assault weapons ban, is that not the voice of the people? This is the voice that they mean to continuously suppress. And this is the voice of the people. This is always going back to when I use the Saul Alinsky analogy of what Saul said. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. What did they do? They used this criminal governor. By the way, in the state of Illinois, there was four governors that have already gone to prison. Okay, this one needs to go too. He's in close pursuit. The people in this state need to hold him accountable for his transgressions against the very law that he swore to uphold. But folks, what's more important than that is you have constitutional provision to impeach this man. And you have 80% of the county saying, we are not going to do what you just told us. We are resisting you. We are resisting your tyrannical acts. Those 80% of the people need to listen to what Saul Alinsky said. Cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. Let me ask you something, friends. Is it a lot more of them than there really is? Or have they just been found out once again? They want you to believe that the majority are, they want you to believe that these criminal politicians are the representatives of the people in this country. And keep in mind, we're not a democracy, we're ruled by law, okay? An empire of laws. We are not ruled by the majority or the minority of the people. We're ruled by set laws in this country, okay? Is this not the voice of the people? Yes, it is. This is why people need to be encouraged. And I'm not talking about strengthening the arm of the flesh here, Jeremiah 17:5. I'm telling you to put your trust in the Lord, of course. And I'm preaching to those that already know that they are in Christ. They've been born again, John 3:3, and they're empowered by the Holy Ghost, and they're led by the Holy Ghost. And I'm thinking about Romans 5:5 and again Romans 8:14. Folks, now's the time to lawfully deal with this criminal in the state of Illinois. And this is fantastic that the people are standing up and saying, no way, we're not going along with this. 80 counties in that state alone said absolutely no to this criminal politician. And you'll find this in every given state in the United States. You'll find this in Minneapolis. You'll find this in California. You'll find this in New York. But the mainstream media wants you to believe that the people here aren't for those laws. Oh, they aren't. They're for more submissiveness to those that are willing to rule over their lives. I don't see that happening in the United States of America. And again, that's why we have the Second Amendment. Now, the headline of today's show was just this. More states are saying no to unconstitutional acts. Well, guess what, friends? See how contagious this is? Fire spreads. And see what this does is encourage other people throughout the United States to hear each other's voices. You already heard them in Illinois. You hear it every time the tyrant stands up and tries to disarm the people. And see, folks, this again is why they are censoring the American people. They don't want you to know that you're winning the day. They want you to be discouraged. They want you to be oppressed. They want you to be afraid of them. And they want you to trust them. No. Folks, that's foolishness every step of the way. I want to show you a video right now. It's what's happening in Arkansas, where an association of sheriffs just basically stood up to the ATF, another unconstitutional, it's a pretended authority. Let me say it this way. It's a pretended authority that will kill and has killed. Okay? Just like the FBI, just like the CIA, and the list goes on. It's a pretended authority. It does not constitutionally and lawfully exist. And the only way that it exists is if you believe their lies. Okay? Pretended authority means just that. What I'm going to do, friends, is I want you to check this out. This is Arkansas Sheriff's Association. This is an official statement. I'm going to read it now, and then I'm going to come back on the other side, and then I'm going to let this guy kick it off for you. But on January 13th, 2023, the ATF published their final rule on pistol stabilizing braces. It is estimated that between 3 and 40 million of these braces are currently in use over the United States. Pistol stabilizing brace have existed in several forms for decades and have been at the forefront of popularity since 2012. Citizens all over the country have legally purchased and used these items. Now listen to the response on the other side. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Got a few, quite a few people over online today. I just wanted to tell you, all of you new listeners, if you want to check us out on radio, you can go to Genesis Communication Networks. You'll find out that we are the number one and number two show out of 65 show hosts, broadcasting live into 157 cities. So we appreciate that. We appreciate your trust. And again, we just welcome you to the show, where we're looking for resolve here. And the way to bring about resolve is to go back to the Word of God and the Constitution. And without that, the only thing we're going to do is go in circles. Everybody claims that they're sick and tired. I'm talking to the new people. Everybody's sick and tired of the establishment. And the problem is they keep playing the games that the establishment creates. Okay. And the way to get rid of that and deal with that is to bring about the resolve and bring it upon the heads of the wicked, who are continuously creating these languages that are outside of their scope of authority. And that's how they've been acting far too long. And it's time that the American people hold them accountable. And of which, what we're talking about now is just that. More sheriffs across the United States are standing up. We know that this is happening in Arizona. We know that this is happening in Illinois right now. All over the country, Minnesota, wherever the tyrant sticks his head out, and he wants to go ahead and take a shot, no pun intended, at the Second Amendment. These sheriffs are standing up and saying, we're not going to enforce that here. So I want to bring you over to a piece where it shares with us when your sheriff tells the ATF to go pound sand. And I want you to see what they just recently did over here in Arkansas, because it's sent to you today as an encouragement that the majority of the American people are righteous in the sense of saying enough of the tyranny going on here. And I'm talking about within law enforcement. We support good law enforcement at every level. We thank you for good judges, good representatives. They're far and few between, but I'll tell you what, the mercy of the Lord is that they weren't there, we wouldn't be here today neither. So with that said, check this out, folks. This is a statement made by the Arkansas Sheriff's Association most recently.
On January 13, 2023, the ATF published their final rule on pistol stabilizing braces. It is estimated that between 3 and 40 million of these braces are currently in use all over the United States. Pistol stabilizing braces have existed in several forms for decades and have been at the forefront of popularity since 2012. Citizens all over this country have legally purchased and used these items and have done so in compliance with state and federal law. The new ATF rule would make these braces illegal and require current owners to take further steps to avoid becoming a criminal. In 2021, the Arkansas legislature passed Act 1012, which prohibits state and local employees, including law enforcement officials, from assisting the federal government in the enforcement of firearms regulations enacted after January 1, 2021. This law helps to place a safeguard between the citizens of our great state and a federal government that would seek to trample on the most basic rights, including the right to self-defense.
So here, I want you to listen to the rest of this, and then I want to ask the question, folks, where is it that federal government is assuming authority that it was never given to? This is what I'm talking about when I continuously saying, reiterate the point in saying that they're operating outside of their scope of authority. Where is it that federal government is assuming the authority when that authority was never given to them in the first place? And that's what the whole preamble to the Second Amendment was established for, to warn against the very things that we're seeing here today. And the other question that needs to be begged here is, why is it so important for your politicians to disarm you and to further solidify themselves against you? There's only one reason. Again, common sense comes into play. Check this out.
As an association, we believe that the Second Amendment was not put in place to protect deer hunting or sport shooting, but to protect freedom, personal safety, and all those we love and hold dear. Arkansas Code 21-1-904 says, all acts, laws, orders, rules, and regulations of the United States government that were enacted on or after January 1st, 2021, that infringe on the people's right to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution and Arkansas Constitution Article 2, Section 5, are invalid in this state, shall not be recognized by this state, are specifically rejected by this state, and shall be considered null and void and of no effect in this state.
Now, doesn't that sound like the conversations that we've had over the last 20 years, just continuously driving the message that these said laws, which are not laws, they have the color of law. And really what it comes down to, friends, is because they said so. Because they think they're above the law, and that's how they're acting. And they need to be reminded that they're not above the law. As a matter of fact, they are more accountable to those laws than the average Joe is, to be quite honest with you. How many times have we said that these laws are invalid? How many times have we said that they should not be recognized by the states? How many times have we said that the states should reject all of this nonsense? And again, it's not enough to just merely resist it. It's to zero in on those that are criminally trying to perpetuate these policies which undermine the Second Amendment. Americans, I'll say it again for the 10,000th time. If you allow this to go on, they will just recircumvent, regroup, and do it all over again a different way. And that's exactly what they do over and over. You know, and it bewilders me to no end that the NRA, which we all know all about that organization, right? They've been compromising since day one. And we've seen that Wayne LaPierre's home. You guys all seen his home, right? And then they found out that there was misappropriation of funds going to his house. Yeah, I've never trusted those clowns. But Gun Owners of America, they're probably the most legit that I know of. I know that there's a good one in the state of Minnesota as well. But the fact of the matter is, why are not those said CEOs of these organizations calling for impeachment and prosecution? What is it about? Is this just a fundraiser? Or is this about justice? Because at the end of the day, if we don't get justice, we can raise all the funds that we want, but sooner or later, those funds that we have are going to be no good. The Bible is clear in the book of Proverbs where it tells us that riches profit not in the day of wrath. Folks, we got to think about what's going on here. How many times have we said that these said laws, which are not laws, again, they hide under the color of law, they look like law, smell like law, but they're not law, right? How many times have we said it's null and void? Our forefathers told us no, null and void. How many times have we shared with the people on this radio program, there's a reason that we are an armed people? And how many times have we explained what the militia is? How many times have we explained the purpose of the Second Amendment? Okay, again, we've been down this road 1,000 times. And what sounds like the regurgitation that comes out of the mouths of so many is just more transgressions coming from the same old criminal politicians. Does anybody see that we need to, instead of dealing with the corrupt branches on those corrupt politicians, where we just need to lay the axe of justice to those corrupt politicians? Hey, and going back to Illinois, like the first four that went to prison, don't you think it's time to put the next one in prison? Because I'll tell you what, when you start having that conversation and you send that message to the corrupt, I guarantee you folks, the next guy that's waiting in line to get into that position is going to think 10 different ways before he tries to do something like that again. Okay? And this is my objective here. Justice guards our liberty. Without justice, we're not going to have our liberty. Okay? And remember, Samuel Adams said in Massachusetts ratifying convention in 1788, listen carefully, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. But what do we hear? Well, we keep hearing necessity, necessity, necessity. You know, I did an article this morning on Barack Obama. Remember after Sandy Hook allegedly took place? Do you remember all that? Do you remember when Barack Obama got up on national television? I'm sure it was worldwide. But remember how he played out and he started to cry? He had tears running down his face because of all the kids that were allegedly killed at Sandy Hook there? And I'm going to hold to allegedly. Okay? Pro or con, you're going to have to decide for yourself as to what took place there. He even brought up Columbine. He brought up other school shootings. Isn't that interesting? All those are gun-free zones. It's time the American people hold those corrupt politicians accountable for disarming the people. And again, I can't really hold it to them because he's a reflection of the people that allow him to do the things that he's doing in his disarmament process. Okay? But isn't it interesting? Barack Obama gets up on television, blames the guns for the murder, not the person that did the shooting. Okay? And what's interesting is he's crying there for the children. But nobody really thought through the fact that, well, he was mysteriously brought in to be a senator. He ran against my friend Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes spanked him every direction, folks, known to mankind. There's only one way Barack Obama got into the Senate. He's a criminal, okay? But what I want you to hear is this. Well, he was there for a very short time. He voted over 202 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb. This is a politician. But he tries to sell himself as one that loves the children. But are you paying attention to the fact that he's killing them on the other side?
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.